Okay, so moving on to the third presentation, which is obtain CHESS and CHESS credentials to enhance public health education workforce. So this presentation is from National Commission of the Health Education Credentialing staff. So Melissa Lyric and also Chantal Dixon. So Melissa is MPH and CHESS is also serve as Deputy Executive Director for a National Commission for the Health Education Credentialing, Inc. So she oversees projects related to communicating messages about health education certification and whole National Commission Health Education Credentialing to various audience. She received a master's degree in public health from East Stromberg University, and she's an MCHESS holder and also over 7 years experience of community and school health, prior to the working and, the credentialing. So another presenter, Ms. Dixon, is a teenage pregnancy prevention specialist at the Tulsa Health Department and an adjunct professor of biology for non-majors and Tulsa Community College in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She holds an MPH in a degree in Health Promotion Science from University of Oklahoma Health Science Center and a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and Biology from Baker University in Kansas. So she holds also had like a CHESS, the credentials in since 2012. Melissa? Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone. So the first two presentations talked about academically preparing students for the health education profession and becoming eligible to become certified. What I'm going to talk about more is once the people are certified, once individuals are certified, where are they working? Where are they employed? And some of the recruitment strategies out there to help employers find qualified individuals and help those CHESS and MCHESS find jobs available in health education. So we, too, do not have any relationships to disclose. So the learning objectives are we're going to discuss some testimonials from employers in different work settings that prefer to hire CHESS and MCHESS. Describe some organizational policies and recruitment strategies in hiring health education specialists. And lastly, we're going to give some examples of how the certifications have benefited some individuals and their careers. So first, since 1998, health educators has been a distinct classification in the U.S. Department of Bureau of Labor Statistics. And they define health educators as those that provide and manage health education programs that help individuals, families, and their communities maximize and maintain healthy lifestyles. So according to the DOL, there were an estimated 58,000 educators in 2012. And the employment of health educators is projected to grow by 21% from 2012 to 2022. And like many of you are aware, it's growing because of the need. There's an increase in healthcare costs, and the need for people to have health programs for people to lead healthier lifestyles and work on behavior change. So 5 out of 10 health educators work in healthcare and social assistance programs, and 2 out of 10 work in state and local government. So we're fortunate in health education to have a certification. So credentialing in the health education profession allows practitioners to have a skill set that has been vetted through an evidence-based process. So our first presentation talked a lot about our most recent health education practice analysis, that we're surveying the field and making sure that we're aligning curriculum with, the most contemporary practice in health education. And then, they're aligning the curriculum and making sure those our exams, the CHESS and MCHESS exams, are aligned with the most recent analysis. So the CHES and MCHES certifications have met rigorous standards of the National Commission of Certifying Agencies, so that's NCCA. So some of the standards that we need to meet in order to keep this accreditation for certification is we need to do the job analysis every 5 years. We need to make sure that our CHES and MCHES exams are up to date, and we're testing those with the credentials in the most contemporary practice in the field. We also have a lot of standards that involve the psychometrics of our test, so we need to make sure those test questions are validated. So there's many standards on the validation of those questions and the psychometrics. And some of the other standards that we need to follow is having a public member on our board. So we have a member on our board, so we have public input when we're making policy decisions about our certifications. So the CHES certification has been accredited since 2009, and our new certification, or not so new, but our MCHES certification has been accredited since 2013. So, this accreditation, having this certification helps with a quality assurance for those employers that are seeking people to deliver health education programs. So we talked a little bit about the academic qualifications for the certifications. So both certifications, you need to have academic preparation in health education, you need to pass a comprehensive written exam, and then the need to do continuing education. You need 75 credits in 5 years. So some of the benefits of certification, it establishes a national standard for health education practice. It attests to an individual's knowledge and skill sets in areas deemed necessary to the field, again, by that job analysis. And the next one I'm going to focus on for the rest of the presentation is to assist employers in identifying qualified practitioners who have met these national standards. It also conveys a sense of pride and accomplishment in the profession and promotes continued professional development. So right now we have about 13,000 CHES and MCHES. The number will go up next week when we give the results of that October exam. But we have individuals working in various different settings. They're working in healthcare, government, state health departments, local health departments, universities as academicians. They're also working in health centers on campus, in various nonprofits and work sites. So one thing that NCHEC, really wants to focus on, we want to help CHES and MCHES find those jobs, and we also want to help employers find qualified individuals for their health education positions. So we do offer job postings free of charge on our website to all employers, as long as they include the CHES, MCHES preferred or required in the description. So they'll email those descriptions to us, and we'll keep them on our website for 90 days. Allowing access to CHES and MCHES. We also have a LinkedIn page, which we have about 7,000 members. So we encourage employers to post there, and we also post some jobs for them as well. So the next couple slides, I'm just going to talk about some ways that employers have benefited from posting positions on our website and find some qualified individuals. So MD Anderson Cancer Center is one of the largest comprehensive cancer centers in the world. They have over 19,000 employees and see approximately 20,000 patients per year. The Patient Education Office of MD Anderson strongly encourages all those with a health education specialist title to obtain certification. In the spring of 2010, as a result of initiative by this patient education office, they were one of the first organizations to offer incentive pay for CHES and MCHES individuals. So an annual stipend is given to those individuals that hold the certification and maintain the certification at that organization. And this is a testimonial as to why they see the importance of hiring CHES and MCHES at their at their organization. Another organization that uses our website tremendously to post for different positions at their employment is health fitness. Health fitness is one of the largest providers of health management solutions with more than 3,200 associates. They are hiring CHES and MCHES in various positions as health promotion managers and program managers at their 250 client locations. And this is a testimonial they give as to why they see the importance of hiring certified individuals at their organization. And talking about the university setting, we have the health promotion section of the American College Health Association. They released the second edition of the guidelines for hiring health promotion professionals in higher education in May 2014. And this was first, this hiring guidelines was first published in 2008, and the second edition serves to encourage and support institutions of higher education in hiring qualified staff. So their first edition included the CHES, and now the second edition includes both the CHES and MCHES as distinguishers of those qualified staff working on college campuses and those health health services centers. And this is a testimonial from two universities that you know are preferring to hire or requiring to hire those individuals with the certification. The first is a small, private school in Pennsylvania, Lehigh University. They hired an MCHES as their director of prevention strategies. And here's the testimonial as to why they made that decision. And the second is University of Texas in San Antonio and their preference of hiring someone with the CHES certification for their health education coordinators. And talking about the government setting, the U.S. Army Wellness Centers are expanding to 37 sites worldwide. Currently, the centers operate in 5 locations in Europe, 17 in the continental U.S., 1 in Alaska, and 1 in Japan. In 2015, the expansion of the programs will increase to 4 new facilities. All 37 Army Wellness Centers will be implemented by the end of 2018. So there is a need for them to find qualified staff to work at these Army Wellness Centers. So they've been working with NCHEC to post those jobs on our website and try to find qualified individuals to serve all over the world. So anyone wanting to go to Italy to be a health educator, you might be able to find a job with the Army Wellness Center. But yes, they've been posting a lot of jobs with us this year in 2014, and we'll be expanding that program over the next couple years. Montefiore, the university hospital for Albert Einstein College of Medicine, Montefiore has required the CHES credential for its health educators since 2006. And as you can see from the slide, they have 4 levels of health education positions. So in order to be employed at Montefiore, you either have to have the certification or you need to obtain the certification in 6 months. And as you move up in the ladder, as you become a senior supervisor health educator, they're encouraging those to become MCHES as well. So this is just another example of the medical setting and their preference to hiring people with a certification. And here is a testimonial from their assistant vice president as to why they're seeing the preference in people with the certification. And lastly, the Sentara Healthcare, it's a not-for-profit hospital in the Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia area, has a mission to improve health every day. And they're, too, are requiring the certification for those who don't have the certification at time of hire. They need to get that certification within 1 year of hire, and those are for their program managers at the Sentara Healthcare. And again, this is just a testimonial as to why, they're seeing preference into hiring people with the certification. So I'm actually going to turn the program over to Chantel, and she's going to talk about how her organization, the Tulsa Health Department, has made some policy changes in requiring certification and some of the recruitment strategies they have in recruiting health educators from universities to work at their health departments.
Good afternoon. At the Tulsa Health Department, we have 9 individuals out of 363 employees who are CHEST credentialed. A majority work as health educators. We have a health planner and sanitarian who are credentialed. Most of them work out of the program It's All About Kids, School Health program. It's a coordinated approach to child health program, which is implemented in 28 of our elementary schools in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it focuses on improving childhood health through education about nutrition, physical activity, and decision-making skills. IAK is the only program out of 34 of our programs at the health department that began an internal unwritten policy in 2007 and changed its job description. So its qualifications for applicants are they must include having a bachelor's degree in social science, health, child development, or a health-related field. And they require applicants to either already be certified by NCHEC or be able to take the CHEST exam within 1 year of hire. IAK has 2 job titles, the health education specialist, which is uncertified individuals, and then certified health education specialist. Once an individual passes the exam, their job title is then changed, and they receive a 4% pay increase. The Tulsa Health Department, we do reimburse those employees upon passing the exam. I was able to talk about the benefits of hiring CHEST with our division chief of the health promotion and community engagement section of our health department, Pam Rask. She stated that by hiring CHEST certified applicants, the Tulsa Health Department has an added credibility and is able to take advantage of the rich expertise these individuals offer because they have a greater understanding and skill set of health education and promotion and a broader understanding of working in an array of communities. One of the ways THD is trying to enhance the public health workforce is through our partnership with Oklahoma State University Department of Health Promotion and Education, which began on May 1, 2004. OSU actively encourages its students to obtain CHEST credentials. OSU students, they receive hands-on practical experience by working in the It's All About Kids program, and they are required to complete at least 400 hours consistent with the 7 competencies defined by NCHEC. So through this partnership, 7 individuals have been hired by THD, and 3 have went on to hold leadership positions, one of which is now the program coordinator of It's All About Kids program. And there's a picture of all of our CHEST at the health department. I will now talk about how obtaining CHEST has benefited me and share testimonials from other certified individuals. Having CHEST credentials has offered me opportunities for professional development through attending webinars and conferences to obtain CEUs. I'm able to stay current with best practices in public health education. I have the ethical knowledge of health education and the ability to put theoretical knowledge I gained from my MPH program to practice in the field. I'm able to bring knowledge of program planning, implementation, and evaluation to enhance the teen pregnancy prevention program in which I currently work. Being seen as an asset by employers, it benefits the organization by making it more credible and having CHEST, it shows commitment to the public health field. I'm in this thing for the long haul, and I really enjoy and am passionate about public health. Dolores Walker, who is an extension educator for the Illinois Nutrition Education Program, she worked with us on the abstract of this presentation, but she could not be here today. But she did provide how having CHESS has benefited her by making her more marketable to employers, seen as being credible in the public health field and its relevancy to the field. It lets potential clients and employers know that you are committed to excellence in the health education, and the CHESS makes you stay current with health education issues, making you relevant as an educator. I asked other colleagues of mine who are credentialed how they have benefited. Stephanie Plant Burks, who is a health educator at the Okmulgee County Health Department, said that CHESS credentials made her more marketable when she applied to her job and also helped her earn trust and respect in her organization, the community, and the community in which she works. Her organization trusts that she's staying up to date on health education best practices. She values the opinion on health outreach and health education. Also, they allow her to make educated judgments on what is best for their organization. Nicholas Sumter, who is a high school health science teacher in Orangeburg, South Carolina, said that receiving CHESS credentials helps him stay current with knowledge and strategies being used. As a teacher, you have to constantly think of techniques to engage the audience and ensure success on benchmark assessments. Obtaining CHESS gives him exposure to a large variety of techniques that he can use to engage and instruct his students being future health leaders. I'll now conclude with suggestions for implications on how to enhance the public health workforce by either developing partnerships with colleges and universities, like Truman said, and also with Oklahoma State University. The creation of more websites for those who are credentialed individuals who are job seeking to make the job search better and to help employers seek CHESS and MCHESS individuals. And also instituting policies within the workplace to require MCHESS and CHESS credentials. Some take-home messages here are that those who are credentialed, they truly value the certification and they see it as being beneficial to their careers. Also, employers should seek credentialed employees because it gives their organization credibility, and also if they can be able to provide incentives to value, to show value and encourage individuals to maintain their credentials.
I think very beneficial for the audience to see what kind of, you know, the employees, you know, employers, like, you know, the, you know, access to, like, you know, the certification. That's very helpful for our audience, I think. Yeah.